Practical English Test for Colleges, Level B.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level B.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are five recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear, Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message? You will read, A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
Number 1. Could we have a table for two now? Could we have a table for two now?
Number 2. Excuse me, where is the information center? Excuse me, where is the information center?
Number 3. May I see your passport, please? May I see your passport, please?
Number 4. How was your journey to Beijing, Alice? How was your journey to Beijing, Alice?
Number 5. Would you please sign your name here on the contract? Would you please sign your name here on the contract? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are five recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Number 6. Shall we have some drinks after the meeting?
Sorry, but I have to go and meet a friend at the airport.
Question. What will the woman do after the meeting? Number 6. Shall we have some drinks after the meeting?
Sorry, but I have to go and meet a friend at the airport.
Question. What will the woman do after the meeting?
Number 7. How did you get to know our new product?
From your advertisement on the internet.
Question. Where did the man learn about the product? Number 7. How did you get to know our new product?
From your advertisement on the internet.
Question. Where did the man learn about the product?
Number 8. The flight was delayed because of the heavy snow.
I heard about it. It snows a lot this winter.
Question. Why was the flight late? Number 8. The flight was delayed because of the heavy snow.
I heard about it. It snows a lot this winter.
Question. Why was the flight late? Number 9. What kind of apartment do you want to rent?
An apartment near my office.
Question. Where does the woman want to live? Number 9. What kind of apartment do you want to rent?
An apartment near my office.
Question. Where does the woman want to live?
Number 10. Why didn't you buy the mobile phone you like?
It's too expensive.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Number 10. Why didn't you buy the mobile phone you like?
It's too expensive.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you're required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin. The first reading.
There are about 3.7 million businesses in the UK. About 75% of British jobs are in service industries, hotels, restaurants, travel, and shopping. These are the fastest growing businesses and employ over 20 million people. Most British people work a 5-day week. The working week is, on average, the longest of any country in Europe. In 1998, a new law was passed. The law says that workers do not have to work more than 48 hours a week if they don't want to. According to the law, British employers must give their workers a paid holiday of 24 days a year.
The second reading.
There are about 3.7 million businesses in the UK. About 75% of British jobs are in service industries. Hotels, restaurants, travel, and shopping. These are the fastest growing businesses and employ over 20 million people. Most British people work a 5-day week. The working week is, on average, the longest of any country in Europe. In 1998, a new law was passed. The law says that workers do not have to work more than 48 hours a week if they don't want to. According to the law, British employers must give their workers a paid holiday of 24 days a year.
The third reading.
There are about 3.7 million businesses in the UK. About 75% of British jobs are in service industries, hotels, restaurants, travel, and shopping. These are the fastest growing businesses and employ over 20 million people. Most British people work a 5-day week. The working week is, on average, the longest of any country in Europe. In 1998, a new law was passed. The law says that workers do not have to work more than 48 hours a week if they don't want to. According to the law, British employers must give their workers a paid holiday of 24 days a year.
This is the end of the listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。